Chuckles in the News. The American Broadcasting Company presents 5 minutes of the most unusual happenings of the day. The stories about the little people who never make the headlines. Funny things that happen to you and your neighbors. Plus, our most unusual story of the day. This is Don Dowd, and here is our first Chuckle in the News. In Jefferson City, Missouri, Governor Phil Donnelly of Missouri is all set to teach Governor Harry Kelly of Michigan a little about state capitals. It seems that the Michigan governor invited Donnelly to a dinner and tea at his residence. But Kelly sent the invitation to St. Charles. St. Charles hasn't been the capital of Missouri since 1825. Just for the record, the invitation should have gone to Jefferson City, which is the capital of Missouri. For years, Fire Chief Sam Crow of Decatur, Illinois, has campaigned vigorously against the habit of smoking in bed. Now Crow admits sheepishly to friends that he himself smoked in bed while he was in the hospital recently with a brief illness. And the fire chief confesses that he got just what he deserved. Crow says not only is it a bad habit, but besides that, he set fire to his pajamas. Now he's campaigning more vigorously than ever against smoking in bed. In Boston, a tugload of wax went out to meet an incoming troop ship from Europe. As the tug approached the big liner, the wax began screaming, "First one over gets kissed!" Well, Staff Sergeant Tommy Carpenter of Hamburg, Arkansas, took the invitation literally. Sergeant Carpenter leaped from the transport, swam to the tugboat, and was hauled aboard by the excited wax. "Boys," said Carpenter 10 minutes later, wiping huge smears of lipstick from his face, "this is what I call a reception." Well, here's another one from the fighting front on Okinawa. An American patrol was in a dangerous spot. The Yanks were surrounded on three sides by Japs. There was only one path of escape open, and that was over a cliff to the rear. The doughboy started the dangerous climb. Halfway down, one GI turned to the company chaplain, who had been trapped with them, and asked, "Do you think we'll make it all right, Padre?" The chaplain looked at the soldier and replied, "Well, I'm praying hard." The GI turned to his companions and shouted, "Let's stick with the chaplain, fellas. I think he's got connections." A Kansas City man was knocked unconscious while rolling up his automobile window when lightning struck near his home. A house guest gave him artificial respiration and an ambulance was called. When the hospital attendants arrived, they found the victim hale and hearty. In fact, he had not only recovered completely, but he was 30 cents ahead in a card game. In Salt Lake City, there was great excitement when a convict escaped from the Utah State Prison. Suddenly, the telephone rang in the office of Warden John E. Harris. The escaped convict was at the other end of the line. "Warden," he said, "I've only been out 25 minutes and already I realize I've made a mistake. Will you take me back in?" "Come right back," replied the amazed warden. "Okay," said the convict, "and you might as well save the prison guards a trip. I'll come back by myself." The fugitive showed up on time. And now for our most unusual story of the day. In Mobile, Alabama, a defendant charged with disturbing the peace appeared before Judge Tisdale Tort. The judge took a good look at the man and exclaimed,
Weren't you here before on a similar charge, and didn't you promise not to be back in McCourt again?"
The defendant admitted sadly that it was all too true.
"Well," said the judge, "you got away with a $50 fine last time. Now, if you were me, what would you do this time?"
"Well, Your Honor," said the accused man, "I'd double the fine." The judge did, and called $100 fine. And that winds up our Chuckles in the News for today. Tune in tomorrow at the same time when we'll again bring you the Chuckles in the News plus our most unusual story of the day. This is Don Dowd speaking, and this is the American Broadcasting Company.